the vacant stuff if it doesn't have any productivity on. Is this is Branson School District then, Kirbyville, or is that, or I guess Kirbyville School District? I don't know what the land studies out there have shown.
It is, says Branson School District. No,
is
I'm sorry.
Tangle?
No, this is in Kirbyville.
Kirbyville.
It is Kirbyville School District.
Kirbyville.
Okay.
So do you harvest any timber or anything?
There's been some cedar cut off of it.
When?
Other than that, no.
You'd have to show on his taxes or something.
Yeah. If there's been something.
It says right on there, it has to have a government contract.
I have some comps for neighboring places right across the fence there. Now, the one that I may have going against me is mine is in the city limits of Kirbyville. Those are, the Kirbyville city limits are on the outside of mine.
Okay.
Can we see your comps? What are you stating the value as, Cole?
$250,000.
Again,
I tried to give a little bit of
the
ledger, but I got two or three or four comps for that.
Okay, you just got one copy, do you? Just
want to
make sure.
You can keep
it on the right, I just wanted to know if I needed to pass it. Yeah, okay, you got this one, and you've got... Yours is in pink, right? And the rest of these are...
No, mine's in yellow.
Your,
across the fence.
Okay, yours is yellow. All right.
So we have him at market rate because there is no productivity.
Right. Are any of these other properties got productivity on it, I wonder? I guess we can look at this.
Two of them might. One of them probably does not.
One says Teton Farms.
That one probably has productivity.
And then we got a Daryl and Susan Bearden.
That one probably has productivity. Mm-hmm. The next one I don't believe does.
And then Finley Farms. Pickett Ridge. LLC.
Yep. Very similar. Again, mine's in the city limits and theirs is outside.
Okay. And...
And what's
94,000 acres. That's not right.
What is it?
That can't be right.
Pickett Ridge.
No, it's not that big.
Yeah, I don't know what the... It says lot area.
It would be on this map here. It would be located to the north and east.
What's the parcel number, the ending on that parcel number?
On the Pickett Ridge one?
Yeah, they've got multiples.
It says dash 021000.
Got it. 94 acres.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, that was it. Yeah, it was
my
a decimal.
My printer wasn't very good, maybe.
It was a decimal. I was right. Okay. Do you know what the deal is with Pickett Ridge? Or was it just out?
I'm not familiar with that one. I just found it on there.
So. I don't know. We're still looking at Finley Family Investments number 582, right?
That's correct.
I don't
can
know
I see their
other
land?
It's the last one. It's
yeah.
Pickett Ridge.
So he's at
market rate. And it's he's not. He has a lot of property in the county, and so whenever people had bunch of acreage and it was all together touching, you know, even if he had like that other piece where the just the corner, we did the productivity because it was all one big land mass. But this one's by itself in Kirbyville,
right?
And there's no productivity. And so, to be fair, again, we're at the lowest possible market rate for them.
So, what did the market study for Kirbyville put acreage at?
They're same as Branson School District because they're from.
So
half the year they send people to Branson, or half
so
year
like
high
school on
yeah.
goes to Branson.
So like 2,300
an acre. 4,356
an acre. 4,356. That's right. Okay. Do we have any comps in that area? Maybe. I mean.
No. So do we know why the other one that he did bring in as a comp didn't change?
In other words, do we know why Picket Ridge, did it just get missed, or is it, I don't know. The last one he's comparing, the other ones have productivity, I think, the ones he's got right. as comps, but the last one is Picket Ridge.
Picket Ridge
and LLC.
It's close to the same size. It's 94 acres versus his 83, but their valuation is much lower.
In other words, did he? Is there?
No, they have productivity.
It's to the. If you want to go, who's running that?
If you're talking about the Jennifer one next to it with all that
no,
land.
It's on the. It's upper to the up. More to the right, Jennifer.
I think it's
that one that reads 10,546, I believe, in the top right corner.
Right there.
Yes.
I think it's that one.
Didn't show square footage.
Is there any productivity on it? Do we know?
I mean, the comp just to the north there, I know it's outside the city limits, but it's 10% less, or not 10%, but 10 times less.
What's the parcel number we're talking about?
That one that you've got your cursor on? Yeah, that's it.
So what does that say, Jennifer? I'm sorry, I can't read it.
Picket Ridge.
I know Picket Ridge, but...
It's 9 or 18 00 21.0.
And you said what? 8 0 21.
I don't know if you want to look at that, but that's right.
It's 9 or 18 00 21.0.
Is there anything sold out that direction?
No, I mean, land's kind of all over the place. We've seen that already.
Yeah, I would just say, I thought Kirbyville might be a little lower.
I would have thought Kirbyville would have been less than Branson.
Yeah.
I don't know that area out there.
But it's growing.
They've got productivity, so.
Man.
What about the one, if you go back to my parcel, just to the north there?
A lot of stuff. Is that T Highway still Branson in it?
Right, that one there, yes.
Well, that has a residence on it.
Yeah.
It does, but
T Highway land values. They don't go to Kirbyville for Gratchville.
No,
think so.
Maybe no, they go to Branson.
Yeah, but that area is really growing too. So.
Yeah, but this is further east than that, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. Well, he said he's right on the city limits.
Are you further east past the school or before the school? Grade school.
East of the school.
Yeah.
Okay. Across the road.
That wouldn't affect our appraised value, though. Or is that in or out? That's
so is Marion Woods considered part of the Branson School District then? Because they can go to Forsyth or Branson?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Does Kirbyville have the option to go to Forsyth?
Yes. Or Hollister or Branson, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. Depending on where they're at on the line, they do, yeah.
Okay.
I think they can go to any school. They just have to provide their own transportation.
Correct.
Yeah. You have to be part of what they've agreed to.
You have to have some property in them. You're supposed to, anyway. Okay, do we know anything about the picket or why it's that other one?
It says they have productivity, so I don't
okay, so there's in your system, there's productivity on that one, too. The big difference here is just the productivity issue.
Correct.
The one just to the north there, even though it does have a house, can you compare the land values, that one?
What's the market rate of Forsyth?
Forsyth, I think, is $3,200.
Jen, on the one you have highlighted, can you bring up the report? That's what we're needing to see. And how many acres do they have? 80 acres, and their appraised value is 5,600. So there's a huge discrepancy between the land right next to him and his. But they probably have productivity.
Yeah,
I think they have goats.
Maybe. It looks like timberland, but possible.
And Cole, I mean, the struggle for us is that if it's the land's not being used for any kind of productivity, then the only marker we have is market rate. And that's kind of the struggle that we're having. And candidly, because she's gone across the county, there's been many people come in here and say, you know, I've had this for 20 years and not gotten taxed. You know, I've had this subsidy for 20 years. So that's kind of the struggle we're having because it is a big jump for everybody.
Okay. That's a
you know, that, I mean, that, that's what's happening. But I don't know what my I think they're struggling a little bit. The only we want to try to be fair to everyone. Sometimes things get missed and stuff on the side, but if other people have productivity and there's nothing on that, I mean, the lesson on that is, as we told the last person, to put some productivity on there, and that solves that problem. At least it drops that value right
down. Is like a hunting lease or something, would that be considered productivity or not?
I don't think hunting is still recreational use for you, but I think any kind of agriculture that you would do, that's more of our issue. I don't know what if you guys think that we know how the acre the price per acre was came about, and it's, as you said, the land values are all over the place, but if we drop Kirbyville compared to you know, Branson or whatever, then I my only fear is then we get into, well, you just did this.
Right.
So, well, and if we're at the low end, but I mean, there are other factors we can consider, but yeah, go ahead.
So one thing it's hard for me to get my head around is if Kirbyville has lower land values, houses sell for less, land sells for less than what it does in Branson, I would say it's more comparative to Forsyth. And if it's based by school district,
why are you saying Kirbyville is selling for less?
Because I think the eastern side does.
But you think Kirbyville is not necessarily right. I mean, Jerry could.
Well, and that's why I'd be happy to look at comps.
Right.
But if it's based on school district, and they have an option to go to either school district, and let's say a majority of the kids go to Forsyth,
well,
I
do agree that a vacant lot over in Branson, you know, that there a vacant 10-acre parcel somewhere in Branson is probably different than Merriam Woods.
You know, that's what I was going to point out to you. Merriam Woods is part of Branson School District.
It is.
And that's a tough deal, you know?
Yeah.
So it's actually part of the Branson School District, but they have the option to go to Forsyth too, right?
In Kirbyville.
No, they do in Merriam Woods also. I had a house in Merriam Woods for 10 years.
I don't think so. They all choose Branson. Everyone's Branson.
But I don't. They may have the choice. You may be right.
Yeah.
But on the tax levy, whatever your levy is marked at is what you're going to do. And so, like I said, on Kirbyville, we've just got them in with Branson and Hollister.
Well, regardless of that, I mean, I think it's just a question of what's the value.
Yeah. Is Hollister's lower than Branson's?
Yeah.
Hollister's the same.
Yes.
It's 43.56.
43.56. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, you know, the question is, too, if you have comps for Kirbyville that show them lower, we would sure love to have them. But what we found is that's when people are searching for a home or property, they're willing to pay the same for, or close to the same for Kirbyville, Hollister, and Branson. Those three are pretty synonymous.
In other words, to get into that school district for people that are buying? Okay.
Would you agree with that, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if anything is sold that it's larger than 20 acres. There's only been one that has sold.
I just don't see it as black
larger
and white.
Than 20
I think
acres.
One part of the Kirbyville closer to Branson would make sense to be at that rate. I know you can't do that. And the other side closer to Forsyth would make sense to be under that, and I understand it's not equalized.
Well, as a citizen board, you can go more, I guess, on feelings. But as the assessor, I have to make things black and white because I have feelings too. And I felt that Mark Twain School District, that I was going to wind up shoving everybody off of their family land. And then when I actually did the actual land study, it was like, wow, it's all turned over there. I mean, maybe there's 15% that's still in family hands for generations, but the rest, 85% had